Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Wonderful.
You said it, Les. Wow.
That was an old song, that is.
Glen Campbell.
Jimmy Webb was just a great songwriter. He really was.
We're in the easy listening section of the show now.
Now, that reminds me of summer days, you know, than listening to that sort of easy listening music, Glen Campbell. Wichita Lineman was another one.
It is Glen Campbell, yeah. Yeah,
he just unbelievable Jimmy Webb songs, and he also did that. What was that other one? Can't remember. He wrote so many songs at the time. Just love Jimmy Webb.
Glen Campbell, Gentle on My Mind, we began with, and then it was By the Time I Get to Phoenix. On Ember Records. Also, By the Time I Get to Phoenix this week, Marty Wild on Philips.
Really.
Records, yeah. Oh, that was a bit loud. Let's start again. And after this, another easy listen. You've got the box set, I know that, Les. Roger Whittaker.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Early One Morning.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call.
Both agreed that wasn't a patch on the Glen Campbell version, was it? No. I remember Marty Watt, but obviously he was a 50s star, really.
Late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, but
really.
What I do remember from this kind of era now, 68-ish, which is what we're playing today, the singles that were released on the 12th of January 1960. I'm pretty certain soon, probably this year, we're going to hear Abba Gvenny. Do you remember the song called Abba Gvenny?
Yes.
Let's all go down to... No singing from Chris B, please. This is Roger Whittaker, Early One Morning.
the sun was rising, I heard a maiden singing in the valley below. Oh, don't deceive, oh,
information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Whooping cough and the swollen feet, white Dr. Brownie Coyle. chicken pox. There's remedies in his little black box. Oh no, he's not qualified. No one knows. They're satisfied. One day call from Mrs. Brown. Took the doctor into town. She told him all the news.
Very slight Ray Manzarek type organ going on there, Les. That has beaten Shazam. This is a game we sometimes play, isn't it, Les?
Shazam, see if you can find it.
I start the single and Les looks to see if Shazam can identify.
He was beaten that time.
The act, just a little bit, and Remedies of Dr. Brocknikoy.
Have a look about you.
Remedies of Dr. Brocknikoy. And at the end of the first hour, we played Amen Corner, Bend Me, Shape Me. And the one I didn't announce was Satis Neck the Jobsworth. So we've got a few unusual names this week. What I'm playing at the moment is three Columbia singles in a row. We heard Roger Whittaker early one morning, Columbia, DB833. The act were DB8331 and next 8332. The Nocturnes, A New Man and Suddenly Free. Have you got anything? I am a new man.
I am a new man.
Les.
I am not a number.
Do you know, you'd think it was contrived to happen like that, but it doesn't. It's just serendipity, isn't it, Les?
Johnny Gunn.
Before we play the B-side, some important news from our entertainment correspondent.
Yes, sir.
Over to you in Hollywood, Les.
Yeah, that the knot turns, they managed to last for about 5 years until Eve Graham and Len Paul joined Keith Podger, who'd actually just finished The Seekers, and became the new Seekers. So that's where that came from. They had quite a few hits. Never-ending song of love, we like to teach the world to sing. Well, they were the two biggest hits, weren't they, of the New Seekers. But that was the Nocturnes. Very nice harmonies.
Sorry.
Very nice harmonies, I think.
He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
We'll be right back.
But in the studio, we do have the lava lamp going. Have a look, Les. Up,
oh,
up
yes,
there.
It's actually about to break. Well, it will break.
Break what? It reminds us of a prison, doesn't it? Rover. Rover is about to break free from...
Well, Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
That was the Meditations and Beautiful Experience Liberty, LBF. 15045. Before that, the Avengers. Everyone's Gonna Wonder on Parlophone Records. So we began with the Nocturnes and we were suddenly free. We were not prisoners anymore. We were new men.
Yeah, that was quite amazing, that the three good harmony tracks there. But that last one certainly was Wilson, Al Jardine's start. Oh, they were trying to... It may well have been then, we don't know.
All we need is the incense burner, isn't it now?
You know, that was very, very, but very West Coast Beach Boys.
It's time to take our white stilettos off and throw our handbags in the middle of the floor, Les, for a Tamla Motown tune. Ooh. Chris Clark, I Want to Go Back There Again, which will sound far more exciting than the way I've just announced it.
To do, forgetting you, baby, it's hard to do. It's hard to do. Guided me to the rainbow's end. You took me to a place I've never been, and then you turned away and you closed the door, leaving me alone like I was before. Memories that I can't erase as I sit and think of that special place. I wanna go back there again.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
In the midst of all my darkness, baby, you came along to guide me. You took pity on a lonely man when you stood right there beside me. I'll never forget you for what you've done. I'll never turn my back on you for anyone. 'Cause I've got so much love I wanna give you. Baby, I've got so much love I wanna give you. Girl, there's more than enough to last the whole night through. And it's all for you. My world was cold and empty. My life was so.
He's just been awarded.
Charlie Blackburn, yeah.
I know. An OBE. So it's old Big Ed, Tony Blackburn.
Really?
Yeah, so much love on MGM Records.
Of course, he'd have been shot to fame not only on the on Big L, but he then joined Radio London.
Yeah,
Radio,
Radio One by now. What's he doing? I think he was doing the breakfast program.
Yeah, with that infernal dog of his. But
I don't know what he was doing in 68. Anyway, he was definitely on Radio 1 by now. And he kept releasing songs.
Arnold was his dog, weren't he?
Under his own name.
Yes, he did do stuff, didn't he?
So Much Love, which takes us on to Denny Lane and Too Much Love.
Telling you I'm too much in love to call you, and I feel so bad about it. I'm too much in love to call you. I don't want to be bad for you. I don't want you being worried too. Now I don't want to hurt a girl like you. Too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call. You're all dressed up in the best. You got everything you need now. It's not enough to give you love and to take away your freedom. I don't want to be bad for you. I don't want you being worried too. Now I don't want to hurt a girl like you. Too much in love to call you. I'm too much in love to call. One day I'll try again to call you. Try again to call your name. And I'll be much older then. I might be better for you. I need a little time to change.
He'd been with the Moody Blues. He was the lead singer, Denny Lane, and he ended up with Wings.
Yes.
Paul McCartney and Linda.
Died in the 5th of December last year.
Yeah,
last,
I thought it was
month,
very recent. Yeah. So, Denny Lane, one of the 45 singles released on the 12th of January 1968. We're using issue 210 of the new singles, the weekly listing that you could pick up from some shop counters. And we heard a little bit of Tony Blackburn. I'm going to dedicate the B-side of the Denny Lane single to the lovely Kathy. Her name is Catherine, a given name, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Her mother and father called her Kate for some inexplicable reason, and she still gets called Kate or Kathy. Denny Lane, Catherine's, I'm going to switch this one, Catherine's Wheel.
Waking. day in the past when the world awoke. Symphony sunlights the hills with scarlet, lights the jewels in the spider's door, chasing the frost from the leaves in the fields, and all that was taken is given once more. The house is grey, the morning lights the window where she sleeps inside. She does not know, I cannot tell her I am standing here and thinking of her
www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Hey! Oh! 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 Oh, there's never been a woman who could treat me like you do, who could trample on my pride and play around as much as you. Well, you really shake my mind up with your cheating and your lies, till at last I make my mind up and I turn to say goodbye, say goodbye. Suddenly you love me and your arms are open wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could tear you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Zye, 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 zye. Your fascination in the arms of other guys, you must know my reputation comes to nothing in their eyes. Still you take off in a hurry anytime it pleases you, and you only start to worry when I say I'm leaving you, leaving you. Suddenly you love me and your arms are open wide. Suddenly there's nothing that could save you from my side. Every time it happens as I turn to walk away, suddenly you love me and I know I gotta stay. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai.
We, you, me, Chris and Les, Chris Sandals, are all listening to the 45 singles that were released on the 12th of January 1968. That was the Tremolos, Suddenly You Love Me, a double A-side single. I didn't recognise the B-side, which was As You Are, but both sides showed A-side. CBS Records. Before that, Christopher Colt and Virgin Sunrise. Tell us about Christopher Colt.
He's claimed to fame. He was a singles there, but his actual name was Chris Simpson, who was one of the founder members of prog rock band Magna Carta, who's still going. They've been around for a long while.
Yeah, which is rather serendipitously fortuitous. Because there's an act now called Norman Conquest.
That's bizarre.
So we're going to play the Norman Conquest. I don't know if it's the Norman Conquest or Mr. Norman Conquest, but two people and upside down.
One thing I can say for her, she tried. Though she knows he's not.
Done 2 hours of the new singles for the 12th of January 1968. There's too much for 2 hours, so we will intrude into the third hour with a few more. That was the Norman Conquest and Two People, followed by Upside Down, MGM 1066. No, MGM 1376, and that wasn't the date of the Magna Carta, which we talked about with Christopher Colt, who was Chris Simpson, who also worked with Elton John and someone, Dire Straits drummer or
two. Well, Pick Arthur was the drummer for Dire Straits, and I can't remember the other.
Doesn't matter, anyway. We haven't got time to talk now. We're taking us to the top of the hour. Rita Tushingham with Lynn Redgrave, and from the film Smashing Time, which, do you remember Smashing Time? I do not remember. Ooh. Smashing Time, Stateside Records, Rita Tushingham, Lynn Redgrave. If you're leaving us now, we'll be seeing you.
Be seeing you, listener.
Smashing Time. in time. I'm sure we know the score. Furthermore, we'll get a break in London town. We look cool, although we're excited, like the in crowd do. Must look cool, although we're delighted that we're really true. We're going down to London, going down to London. We know we'll have a smashing time. We know we're nothing yet, but we bet we're going to have a smashing time. Smashing time, smashing time, smashing time, smashing time, smashing time.
Transcendental meditation is the key to finding peace within, where the secret of all truth is found and true happiness begins. Transcendental meditation, thought ascends into then our day-to-day life flowers and blooms, and I touch reality.
In the consciousness of all.